This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC. Fax 989-583-1914, regarding Sheila, Sheila, Oster, Oster, date of birth September 22nd, 1954. Dear Troy, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Oster with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was May 2nd of this year. She reports that she was recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. She has been very busy recently, a lot of physical activity, yard sales, etc. And she was able to lose 8 pounds over the last 6 months due to decreased caloric intake and increased exercise. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear. She has good urine output without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Her Zoloft was increased from 25 milligram daily to 50 milligram daily. And she's been recently started on metformin, 500 milligram once a day for the type 2 diabetes. Physical exam, her weight is 174 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 9th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.1 with estimated GFR of 49. Albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.4, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.6. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 34.7. Hemoglobin 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, newly diagnosed type 2 diabetes. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.